Welcome back to Fisher Link. Today's episode is hosted by Sylvia Erdeli. Sylvia has brought on a fellow freshman of Ohio State and will be leading a discussion on all sorts of things pertinent to the freshman experience. We hope you enjoy. Welcome, Sylvia and Markia.
Hi guys, welcome to Fisher Link. My name is Sylvia, and today I'm here with Markia Williams. We're friends from Law and Society Scholars here at Ohio State, and we just wanted to share with you guys our campus experience and life has been since moving here. And I have a couple questions that we wanted to talk about and just, you know, share with you guys how life here has been or how we've been navigating it, being homesick, you know, all of it. So, hi, Markia. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sylvia. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I just, wanted to ask you just a couple of questions, we can, you know, talk about it. Just, why did you choose Ohio State?
So, I am an out-of-state student. I'm from Decatur, Georgia, and I wanted to choose a college that was out-of-state so it would, allow me to meet new people and go out of my comfort zone. I chose Ohio State because I was accepted into the Law and Society's Scholars option that they have here, and I thought that it would allow me to broadcast my opportunities getting into the legal system. It was a great opportunity to be able to network with other people that are also in the legal system and give me a step closer to furthering my career.
Nice. Is Columbus a lot like your hometown?
No, it's not at all. So I'm 10 minutes from Atlanta, so it's a very big, popular city. It's people in and out all day, every day. And Columbus is a smaller version of it, but I like it because it slows me down from my everyday life.
Nice. I'm from Marietta, Ohio, which is about 2 hours southeast from here. And Columbus, for me, has been completely different from Marietta. My town has 14,000 people, and this town has 850,000, I think. So it's been a huge adjustment, but I'm really liking the city life, per se. But I know a lot of people here were from the three big C's, so you know, I just like to see just, you know, how people have been navigating here, even if they came from a bigger, small city. And wanting to ask you about, you know, our first week in, moving, and how was your move-in week?
My move-in week was very, very rough. I moved in early because I'm a moral scholar also, so I'm in a diversity and inclusion scholarship program. So I moved in a couple of days earlier than all the other students, and I was very, very homesick. I'm very close with my mother, and we're best friends. So it was very hard moving into college and being by myself for a long period of time without other students here. I also came here without anyone from high school or any of my family, so it was a very big shift. But I would like to say within my second and third week, I got the gist of going to class and meeting people and speaking to other people. But the beginning was very, very rough.
Yeah, I totally understand that. My beginning was pretty rough, but I also think I had somewhat of a background with Ohio State. My sister is a second year here, and she's also my roommate. It was really hard to arrange that. Honestly, would not wish that process upon anybody, having to redo it or just do it at all. But yeah, you know, I had her to help me navigate campus and, you know, just see all the best spots and things like that. So I can't imagine just being especially you came from out of state, you knew nobody, and you're just thrown into school and you don't know your roommate at all. I would be so overwhelmed. I was very overwhelmed coming here, but I knew a couple people. Four people from my high school came here. So, you know, I at least know also a couple more than that, but yeah, I couldn't imagine just not knowing anybody at all. That'd be so scary. I'm really close with my parents too, so I miss them all the time, but at least it's a 2-hour drive for me, whereas for you it's you fly, right?
Yes, so I fly when I go back into town. Yes. It was a big shift, but I think that having the open, I wanted this, I wanted to not know anybody, mm-hmm. and I wanted to be completely a different start. So I had to remind myself at the end of the day, this is what you wanted, this is what you came for. So you have a purpose, so just get it through.
Cool. How did you deal with the homesickness of you know, moving here, not having your mom? How has that been for you?
I was on the phone with my mother every day for the first 3 weeks being here. Every day I called her after class, the little incidents that happened, I would call her immediately. And recently I've had to shift from that. I have to realize I'm here and I'm growing into adulthood. And this is something that I have to learn how to do by myself, because one day she's not going to be here. I'm not going to be able to just call her immediately and she's going to be able to answer questions for me. Mm-hmm. I had to really learn myself, like, what color do I like? Like, I don't always have to ask my mother, what do I like, or which shoes I like, or what color I want to wear today. I have to make decisions for myself. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, I was calling her. I was FaceTiming my sisters every day, multiple times a day. But recently I had to say, what do I want to have out of today? And what do I want to do today? Like, I had to make the decisions for myself. So I've been talking to them maybe 2-3 times a week, but we have our catch-up talks, catch-up phone calls. But recently I've really just been trying to decide things for myself.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah, I definitely call my family all the time. My mom and I, we work on homework together. I'm taking a Polish class. I spoke Polish until I was 3 years old. I went to preschool and then I did not speak Polish anymore. And since like coming here, you know, I have the opportunity to take Polish class. So I'm taking Polish class. It's been a lot of fun. It's just a little bit difficult. So my mom, sometimes will like get on the phone with me and she'll like guide me through what's going on or like help me with my pronunciation. It's great that she can do that because, you know, Polish, there's not really like a tutor for that, on campus. So it's really nice to have her to talk through that. And then like, also like, you know, I'm a big family person and like, you know, I miss them a lot, but it's an adjustment. And I know that like, you know, out in the big world, like even when we graduate from college, we're most likely not going to be near our family. So I think like to learn how to, you know, grow through that now and navigate like adulthood now, I think it's definitely going to be a lot easier when we graduate college.
I agree. I think if we set the boundaries now, knowing what we have to do, it'll be easier once we graduate, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really big change, especially because, like, you know, I'm from small town. This is a big town. Like, having buses, public transport. Target is not a thing in Marietta. The nearest Target, I think I'd have to drive to Columbus to, you know, be able to go to Target. Yeah, Cane, like, Raising Cane's, that's an hour from my house. If I want to go to the mall, I have to cross the state border.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a really small town.
Yeah, it's like a half hour drive. I have to cross the border into Parkersburg, West Virginia, and then go to the mall there, which is like fine. You know, I got used to it. But here it's like I come into this town and it's like
people everywhere.
There's people everywhere. Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Barnes and Noble, like that's all on the same street, like in a very walkable distance from each other. And I'm like, that's insane.
Well, you're also discovering things that you've never seen and heard of before at the same time.
Oh yeah. Like I'll tell you what's like been really crazy for me is people talk when they have like their AirPods in. Like, I don't know if you've seen them like come to like walking just across campus, they'll have their AirPods in and they're talking to their friend. But when I like came here, I didn't know that they were talking to their friend. Like, I thought at first that they were talking to me. So I take off my headphones and go, excuse me.
What did you say?
And they would just like, yeah. And they would just like walk.
And then you have to explain, oh no, I'm on the phone.
Yeah. And like, I've never seen that before. Have you like used your AirPods to?
Yes. I'm always on the phone or talking to someone or listening to something. So when I'm talking, it's like, it's a moment for me. Like when people are walking my way, they're also doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very popular on college campuses because we're all going somewhere, we all have a destination, so we're all talking to someone, doing something, and we're not even paying attention to the people that we're walking next to.
Right. Yeah, I don't own AirPods, so like I wasn't sure how that worked. Like, even if I have my headphones in, like I didn't know that that was a feature. I could just like keep my phone in my pocket and just stroll along, you know. But that's like been my, I guess, a big cool thing I've discovered. Have you like discovered anything cool here, or, you know, just saw something you're like, wow, that's not a thing where I grew up?
I'm so used to like a big city, so I'm used to a lot of people everywhere, but I'm not used to people all having a destination. Like, people have a destination here. We're all going different places and we all have different lifestyles. So it's so weird to see so many different people doing so many different things. Like, mm-hmm. when we're walking to class, it's like so many people look so different. And I'm from like a small town of all the same people. Like, it's a big city, but we're all the same people. We all look the same. Like, Atlanta, Indicator, it's we're all the same big people, hip-hop, all of that. So coming to Columbus was like, everybody looks so different. But we're all on the mission to get somewhere. We're all getting to class. We're all getting to meeting. And we're all in such, like, a rush to get there. And it's, like, it's smaller. It's a smaller version of excuse me, of Decatur, but it's like everyone's on a mission to get somewhere, but we all look so different. I'm so used to like seeing the same people going the same places. So I just would say that.
It's been really cool, like walking on the Oval, and like it's so, I mean, huge to think. Like, I don't know how to, I don't exactly know the words for it, but you know, when you're walking on the Oval and you just see like this mass population of people, you know, crossing through the lines and things like that, it really shows you like everyone's really got their own life, their own story that you may not be a part of, but it's like huge and like, I don't know, this place has just like really showed me that like everybody's got a huge story to tell.
Yes, it really shows how big it is, like how big of a school. Sometimes I get confused. I'm like, oh my gosh, like our school is really this big. There's really that many people. Like people told me, you're never gonna see the same person twice, like on a college campus, because there's just so many people.
And I know like obviously, like everybody has a big story, but just yeah, being here, it really like puts it into perspective. Like, this is a huge place. I do see practically like a different person on the Oval every day. It's really nice though to like see people on campus that you know, because it makes a school of 68,000 people a lot smaller, which has been super nice. Do you have any like favorite places on campus you like to explore, or do you have any like places to eat, to do,
I was
like?
sticking to the same study places when I first got here, the Union and Thomas, the library. However, I've discovered the bottom of the Union now. I did not know that there's a basement in the Union. So now I go down there and there's like no one ever in there. And I'm very big on like going into the study areas in our dorm. I like that a lot. That's my go-to. And I'm definitely big on like going, I like to study it with other people around. So not necessarily with other people, but being around other people, like seeing them just walk around. So I like the library a lot for that. I've gotten a hack from you actually going to them on game days, like going to the library on game days because no one is ever in there. So I'll say all my homework to do on game days and I just get it all done because no one's ever in the library. My favorite place to eat right now, I would say, is Mirror Lake. I'm a big chicken tender girl. I love chicken tenders. So I'm always eating Mirror Lake and I'll get the milkshake from there.
Nice. Yeah, definitely game day. Studying on game day, it's the biggest life hack. Like Tom, one time, I forget what game it was, but I was in the library from 12 p.m. to 8, and there were literally four people in that room. I'm not kidding. And I was like, this is so nice. But yeah, and like the Union and the basement, I didn't know that. I mean, I'd heard of it, but I didn't
Yes.
like see it until my sister actually like went downstairs with me to see it,
Yes,
and I
it's
was
really big
like,
down
I
there.
know, right? And it's like these little pods, and like, this is so cute.
Recommend to anyone that doesn't know about the Union to go down there and definitely study down there one day.
I haven't been to the Mirror Lake Eatery.
You should.
I
Also,
should.
studying in there. It's like a big building and it stays open. You should go. It's so bright and it's so bright, like with so many people just walking around. But it's a lot of like study rooms in there. I like go in there, like get your food and go in there and try to study or get some work done. I like it in there a lot.
Does it taste like Cane's?
No, it is not. No, it does not. It's not quite compared to Cane's, but
Is it better?
I wouldn't say better, but I would say it's more seasoned. I'm not a Cane's girly. I'm not.
Really?
No, it's just so dry to me. I don't know. But I do like their bread. I'll go and I'll get a bread because I like their bread. Their bread is really good. But no, I'm just not a Cane's fanatic at all.
No, that's so valid, actually. Like, the toast is the good part, and the sauce is pretty decent, but I have to be honest, like, the chicken's okay, and the fries are, like, really generic, you know? But I'd like Chick-fil-A better.
I agree. I do. I do
Yeah.
agree. Have you figured out any places on campus that you like or like to study at?
I love Thompson Library. That's a very solid option. I think, like, you know, nothing could go wrong if you choose Thompson. They also have like the really nice coffee shop, and it's like really nicely lit there. I love it. I think that's like my main spot. I think that's like practically my only spot really, besides like the Smith Steve. Like, I'll sometimes go to the basement or like the, you know, study areas. Like, that's pretty nice. But or the Union. I go to the Union all the time because, you know, we're like pretty close to the Union anyway. And it's like really big, and you can like do anything there. I think the union's just like, it's so shocking how much they have there.
That's true. I just found out that they have a store, like a little bookstore in there where you can get like merch, like OSU merch. I didn't even know that that was in there.
It's in like the corner. Yeah, it's kind of in the back. It's a little bit hidden. Mm-hmm. Have you been to the ballroom?
Yes, the Grand Ball, the Archie Griffin Ball. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. They're always playing movies in there also, like for OUAB. So it's really nice. It's so many different rooms in there.
They played the Barbie movie last night.
I know. Did you go?
I did.
How was it?
It was so much fun.
Oh, man. I missed it. I had an exam.
It was pink everywhere, and there was, like, pink popcorn, and they played the movie, and we were all laughing the whole time, because that movie is so funny.
Is this your first time seeing it, or have you seen it previously?
It's my second time.
Second time. Okay. Was it better the first or second time?
I want to say it's, like, pretty comparable. I laughed pretty hard on both.
Did you wear pink?
I did.
That's good.
I did. My friend really decked out. My friend Alex, like, she wore, like, this, like, really cool Barbie outfit. I was like, dang. Like, she even had, like, the pink hair. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
She's a Barbie Barbie. Did you play with Barbies growing up?
I did. I love Barbie.
I agree. I had a Barbie dream house and everything. I love Barbie.
Barbie's just really the best. And then, like, I remember, like, we were told, or, I mean, I don't want to say, like, we were told, but I don't know about you, but, like, when I was in school, there was just this kind of, like, oh, you play with Barbie? That's weird. And then people just stopped liking Barbie for some reason. I mean, at least, like, when I was in, like, elementary. And, you know, same with, like, Taylor Swift. Remember when, like, that whole thing happened?
Yeah, she was really big. Like, Shake It Off was, like, her. She was going. And then, like, it's like, oh, no more Taylor Swift. So I did. Now the Swifties are back, though, so.
Yeah, I'm really happy though. Like, good for her. She made an amazing comeback, and I'm so happy for her. And like, I really do want to see the Eras Tour movie because I didn't get to go to the actual Eras Tour. I wish I could have, but Ticketmaster was being really, really difficult.
Ticketmaster did not choose you.
Yeah, it really did not. Have you gone to any like cool concerts or any like events in Columbus that you've liked?
Recently, no. I'm going to Rob Wave. Rob Wave is coming. He's one of my favorite artists. He's coming on Monday. So I'm going to that. And Neo is coming today at the Shots and Center. So I'm going to that later tonight.
That's cool. Yeah, if I didn't have so much work, I'd love to go. Yeah, I would. Did you think that, especially like living here and, you know, just doing your life and experience in Columbus, like, has this been, I know it's like obviously been different from high school, but like, what are some aspects that you think are like good about it being different from high school or bad about it being different from high school?
Yes, so I went to a college preparatory high school, so I'm used to the longer classes. I'm used to the 75-minute classes, so I'm very used to like the college structure and the exams. I think something that's different is the way that exams are. They're once a month. Like, I had one in August, I had one in September, I have one in October, and I have finals in December, of course. So it was very, very different for me to like, I'm used to exams, you know, once we finish a quarter, once we finish a chapter, but now it's like we're planning for these big midterms and these big exams, and there's so much of like our grade. That was like a big shock to me. It was very different. Like for my math class example, our homework is only worth 10%, but like our big midterms that we have is like such a large portion of our grade. So that's something that's really different. But the way that it's structured, like I'm used to like having certain classes certain days and certain classes not having certain classes certain days, but I just would definitely say like the midterm structure is very different.
Oh yeah. Yeah, tests in, like, midterm season, it's been, like, really stressful here. Just the amount, like, the weight that they put on these exams, because, like, it's just been a lot. Because, like, I remember in high school, like, we had tests all the time, but our tests weren't worth 15-20% of your grade. Now it's, like, in college, like, in my classes, we have quizzes for a lot of things, and that, I guess, a quiz here is kind of like the equivalent of a test in high school, because you do them so often, it's like, it's not going to be that big of a hit to your grade if you don't do well. But it's like, here, you could attend the lectures, you could do the homework, but if you don't do well on the exams, it's
your
like...
Your grade is literally shot, yes. I have a class, and we have quizzes every week, and it's like, oh, it doesn't really matter. Like, some people just show up for the quiz, but it's like, when you have midterms, it's like, it's a really big deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, midterm season, it's very rough. I still need to get over, like, my testing anxiety, because I have horrible testing anxiety. I'll do well on the test, like when I actually go in the test and do it, but like before the test and after the test, I'm a wreck, especially after. I just wish that they, gave our scores immediately, and I know that's not realistic, but it's just that it'd be really nice to know what I got right there,
So you don't have to worry about it after.
as opposed to being like, did I do this? Did I put this here?
And then you start second guessing, like, oh, did I put the right answer for that? Yes, I have really bad text anxiety before. I'm stressing about it to the last minute, and it got so bad to like where I would get tests and I completely just blank. I'm like, I forget everything that I just studied for like weeks and days. So I've been definitely trying to take my time and like not rush. So I'm really bad with time limits too. Like I don't like having time limits when I'm taking like exams and tests.
Me too. Me too. Did you expect college to be like you were thinking before you came here? Did that make sense?
Yes, I understand. I thought college was such like a more big of a deal, if that makes any sense. Like I just thought it was like, boom, you're gonna get to college, your whole life is gonna change, your whole world is gonna change. But now it's like I'm here and it's like, okay, this is college. I've been here for a little while. All right, what's next? Like what's more to it, I would say. Like getting to college is like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, my whole world, everything's about to turn upside down. About to become a whole new person, but I came here, it's like, okay, I got the gist of it, like what's now? What else am I like missing? It kind of gets monotonous very quickly, but
Yeah, that's fair. College has been, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of fun. I've had my highs and lows. It's a lot different from high school, but I like having like my independence and things like that. Like movies and TV shows or whatever, they really hype up college to be this like certain thing. And I guess just school and media in general, like high school, middle school, they always pictured it being something that's like not.
Yes, you've seen High School Musical and you thought that's how high school was going to be, and then you came to college. It's like, oh, okay, it's the same thing over again.
Like, it's fun moments, but like if you aren't going out, getting involved all the time, which like I encourage getting involved, like definitely put yourself out there, explore your interests, things like that. But if you just have days where you wake up, do some homework, get in your jammies and watch your show, like that's a perfectly fine day too.
Yes, everything is literally on you. You make your do's and your don'ts in college. It's very, very different from high school. Like the independence level that you have in college is like out of this world.
Yeah, it also has like, it makes you develop some self-discipline. Because, like, especially, you don't have your mom or your dad to tell you, do this, do this, do this. You do things on your own schedule, which can be good or bad, like, depending on, I guess, just someone's level of self-discipline. Because I definitely have days like, I really love my self-defense class. I never regret taking a self-defense class, but I can't lie. Like, when I wake up very early for that class, I'm like, man, like, do I just sleep?
Do I go or do I not go? And you have that decision in college. It's a blessing and a curse, I believe so, because like you have the opportunity to say, okay, I'm not going to class today, but you also have the opportunity to just say, okay, I really need to get up and I really, really do need to go to class. So it's really just how you use the independence that you have because you can use it to your advantage, but you can also use it to manipulate a lot of things.
And like, I have a lot of fun in that class. If anybody needs a 1 credit hour class, if they want to do it at the RPAC, Women's Self-Defense with Laura Halleck, that's a great class to take. I love it a lot, but I can't lie. Yeah, waking up very early for it.
In the walk to the RPAC, we're on South Campus, so
Oh
you're
yeah.
hiking over
Yeah,
there.
it's like a 15-minute walk, like that's my warm-up. And then we have the warm-up and then the actual class, and it's like double workout. But
It's a good elective though, good choice.
yeah.
It's a very good choice. I like
It is a lot of fun. Do you have any classes you really like?
I'm in Sociology Deviance 2210 with Lynette Martin, and I love the class. So my major is criminology and Spanish. So the class is like for my prerequisite, so I have to take the class. But I love the class. I'm learning so much that different things that she wouldn't know, like different statistics about the world and like women and deviance and how the world portrays deviance. So I really, really enjoy the course. It is an upper level class, so I was like a little tedious about taking it my freshman year. But I really do like the class and the professor is really good. I like that.
What's the class called again?
Sociology and Deviance.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's my sociology class for my major. I like it a lot. We had a midterm today, but it went well, so it's
Do you think you got an A probably?
I think I did. I think I got two wrong max, but I'm gonna knock on some wood because I don't want to jinx it. But it was pretty self-explanatory. If you go to her lectures and you pay attention to what she's saying in class and do the notes, then it's pretty self-explanatory. But it's good. Do you have any midterms this week?
I
Or have you had
do
any midterms this week?
not this week, but next week I have a Polish test on Tuesday. It's our second Polish exam. I'm a little bit nervous, but like I think it's gonna go fine if I just like do some more practice and then CSE for the business school people, CSE 2111. I'm a little bit nervous about that, but again, like as long as I just do the notes, go through all my work, like it should be fine. I'm just a little bit nervous about it because I didn't do as great as I wanted to on the last exam, and that's just kind of made me scared. But yeah, it's just one of those things, I'm gonna have to overcome, endure, and survive, right?
Yes, I think that's something that's very different from high school also, is high school is all about memorization. I memorized things for a test, things for a quiz in high school, and I came to college, it's like, wow, you really have to, it's really on you if you're gonna, you have to learn it and resuscitate it and really understand it, because when you go to take the exam or go to take the quiz, it's not gonna be a straight question, it's gonna be apply this to that, and then you have to
Yeah.
learn it.
You really have to know the ins and outs of your course.
Yes, you really do. That's something that college has taught me. Like, it's more than just memorization. You have to go in there and actually know the paper front and back, or know what she's been talking about or he has been talking
Yeah, or in high school we spent so much time in the classroom,
front
and
and back.
I did a lot of hours of homework and studying on my own, but here it's not as much time in the classroom, but so much time you will spend just writing notes, listening to videos, rewatching lectures, things like that.
And there's also so much outside of the classroom at Ohio State. That's something that I really like. It's something for everyone, in and out. Anything you want, you can create it, or it's already there. I like that a lot about Ohio State.
Yeah, that's been a really nice part, especially like the involvement fair.
Yes.
Like I actually wasn't sure what clubs I was going to like even do, and there was like an option for there was Fisher Link or Fisher Inc. is like the magazine part, and then Fisher Link is like the podcast part, and I would have never ever thought I'd be on a podcast episode ever. It's not that I didn't want to, but I didn't think that that was like an option here. And then I'm at this fair and it's like, do you want to be in a podcast? I'm like, heck yeah, I want to be in a podcast.
Sign me
So
up.
yeah, exactly. So now I'm here doing this right now. So I'm really glad I went to that
Yes,
and
and
got to
now
see
you're
it.
in it and you're stuck with it. That's really good.
Did you join any clubs?
I did. I'm in Sisters of Society, which is like a uplifting girls group. Like, it's like a self-love group, and it allows you to connect with other women. I'm in that club right now.
Ooh.
And Sociology and Criminology club, that we're actually going on a tour tomorrow to the women's reformatory, so I'm excited for that. I've never been to a reformatory. I like toured a prison or anything before, so I like that a lot. And then I've just been also going to Spanish club, so that's been my main three right now.
Nice. That's great.
All right, what are you, besides Fisher Link, what else are you interested in?
Fisher Link is the only club I'm signed up for right now, because like we're also in Scholars, and like that's just taken up, I guess, it's taken up a lot of time, and I'm very glad to be in Scholars, but it's just that like joining clubs has been just a little bit difficult because of
Yes.
the
We have a time commitment
schedule.
to being a scholar, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of clubs meet at the same time. The
That's
ones that I
unfortunate.
wanted to meet, or the ones that I wanted to do, they all met very much like the same hour, or within like a half hour of each other. And I'm like, I guess I'm just gonna have to pick which one I like more. And this one, I was like, I'll do a podcast. I'll be on a podcast. That seems like a lot of fun. So now I'm here.
Yes, this is a lot of fun. You should have me back again. I would love to do it
I would love to
again.
have you on here again. That sounds like that would be really great.
How often do you guys put the podcast out?
Once a month, I believe, is every episode. This is actually my first episode ever,
Yay!
so
Yeah, you
yeah.
got a feature and you got your first podcast.
I know,
That's
right?
a win.
Right, and you're like a great guest to have on this, and I'm like, I'm definitely gonna ask Marquis to come back.
Yes, I would love it. Thank you.
And that's it for this episode of Fisher Link. Fisher Link is presented by Fisher Inc., the student-run magazine for the Fisher College of Business. This episode has been hosted by Sylvia Erdeli. I would like to thank Kylie Bell, the president of Fisher Inc., for making this podcast possible. If you enjoyed listening, please leave a review, check out our past episodes, and be sure to follow us on our Instagram at Fisher Inc. Mag for updates on future episodes. Fisher Link is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on go.osu.edu/Fisher Inc., where you can stay informed on all things Fisher. Thanks so much for listening, and go Bucks!